Hey everybody, it's Richard Allen from InsideDirtRacing.com and InsideCircleTrack.com with another edition of Richard's Ramblings. As I've said before, these are not really meant to be podcasts. They're just meant to be little quick bits that you can use maybe while you're filling your car up with gas or making a quick run to the store or something like that. So I appreciate you taking the time to give it a listen today. And what I was going to talk about today is how much the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series cars now resemble crate late models. You know, I cover a lot of dirt track races every year, and one of the divisions that I see run frequently are the crate late models. And if you are not familiar with that term, a crate late model is a late model dirt car that has an engine that literally comes in a crate, and it's not to be touched, no little tweaks are allowed or anything like that. Just some very minor adjustments is all the team is allowed to do to the car. And at crate late model races, they are checked pretty thoroughly to make sure that happens. The point of a crate late model race car is that you want to give drivers and teams an opportunity to have an engine that's less expensive, but it puts everybody basically on the same playing field. It reduces horsepower from a super late model significantly, and makes it more affordable for the guy who wants to race in a late model but maybe can't afford to race on something like they'd have at the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series or the World of Outlaw Late Model Series or something like that. Well, now that NASCAR has introduced the tapered spacer that they use to trim the horsepower on the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup cars, they resemble very much a crate late model. You know, now the horsepower is reduced down to about 550, so drivers can't rely on having that immense amount of horsepower to help them make up for mistakes they might make or whatever the case might be. They can't just simply power their way around the guy who they're racing with. Everybody's pretty much on the same engine package almost now with the tapered spacer. It really levels the playing field, so to speak. And the way I see it, having had two races now, the race at Atlanta Motor Speedway and the race at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, in which the tapered spacers have been used, it looks like in the same way that crate late models race, momentum is the king when it comes to that kind of racing. In a crate late model dirt race, the driver who's able to maintain his momentum, you know, not get stuck behind a slower car or not bobble in the turns and have to let off the gas more than normal or something of that nature, that's going to be the guy who's going to dominate in a crate late model race. And the same thing looks like it's true in NASCAR. We saw, especially this past weekend in Las Vegas, when guys would get trapped behind slower cars or they'd maybe have a little bobble, maybe get up closer to the wall than they meant to or something like that, and have to let off the gas. That would allow others to really close in on them quickly and even pass them. When we saw some lead exchanges there during the second stage and the third stage with Joey Logano and Brad Keselowski, or Joey Logano and Kyle Busch, they exchanged the lead a few times, and it was that very scenario that seemed to play out with either an ill handling car or getting caught behind a lap car that would cause them to have to slow down. And once you lose that momentum, once you let off the gas, it takes these cars a long time to get back up to full speed. And that momentum lost is going to also equate to track position lost a lot of times as well. And again, a similarity to the crate late model dirt car, patience is really the king. When you've got full power of a super late model or full power of the NASCAR cars without the new package that they've put on them, you have to be content with this reduced horsepower to gain one car length a lap or something like that. Whereas before, if you had just more power than the other guy, you might be able to chase a guy down from almost a straightaway behind in just a couple or three laps, and that is probably not going to happen now unless that guy in front loses that momentum. So patience is going to be a virtue that is going to be highly valued with these tapered spacers, because you're going to have to, as you're gaining on a guy, you're just going to gain on the guy in front of you just a little bit at a time. And you're also, of course, going to have to be locked in on hitting your marks every time around the track, because, again, you lose that momentum and you're going to lose 10, 15 car lengths that you're going to have to have to make up again. So slower traffic can be the difference. Patience is going to be a key. All of those things, the same as it would be in any race that you might see on a dirt track as well. So those are things that I've seen to look for so far with the reduced horsepower. And of course, at Atlanta Motor Speedway, they did not use the aero ducts, which would help cars pull in closer to each other with the increased downforce with the aerodynamics. They did use those at Las Vegas, and I think we saw some instances where that made a difference in the racing. It certainly kept everything closer, had a much closer finish at Las Vegas this year than they had 1 year ago when Kevin Harvick just totally dominated that race and then wound up winning by almost 3 seconds, where this time Joey Logano was just about a car length ahead of his teammate Brad Keselowski there at the finish. And no one driver just totally, you know, dominated by leading all the laps as Harvick did last year. So that's something to be aware of as well. It's going to keep the fields closer and more tightly bunched when they have the full package with the tapered spacer and the aero ducts all in play at the same time. Now, this coming weekend in Phoenix, they'll have neither. There will no aero ducts nor a tapered spacer on that 1 mile track. It's going to be run basically the same type package that they've always run there. So none of this will come into play there. But then back at California the next week in Fontana, it will be back in full force. They'll have the aero ducts and the tapered spacer. So all these things that I've mentioned here, patience being the key, getting through that slower traffic, not having to lose momentum, a car that's not handling well and the driver has to stay off the gas a long time, that's going to be deadly in terms of your chances of winning. But I hope you gain something from this and know kind of a little bit more what to look for, at least what I've noticed that I think you ought to look for. As always, I hope you'll check in with InsideDirtRacing.com frequently. Hope you'll check in with InsideCircleTrack.com. Give me a follow at Richard Allen IDR on both Twitter and Instagram. Give both of our pages a like on Facebook as well. But until next time, hope you have a great day or great evening, and we will talk to you later.